guys! Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Is someone hungover? Yeah, she's definitely hungover. I'm not. I'm fine.
She's fine.
I'm so fine. I just don't want to be doing a podcast with someone who's not sane right now.
No, I am. I am.
You are. Apparently she is. Anyway, oh my god. It's like almost Valentine's Day.
And how are you guys spending your Valentine's Day?
It's in like 3 days. Yay! And I actually wanted to do a Valentine's Day episode on Valentine's Day. But we actually have another surprise on actual Valentine's Day. So, you know, I just wanted to do something today instead. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a fucking game. Because...
Someone is hungover
and the most she can do is play a game. So we're actually gonna play the game that you guys love, which is Valentine's Day This or That, which we played last year too. No,
on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we did like a relationship Q&A.
We did. No, I remember we had a title called Valentine's Day This or That.
Oh really?
Yeah. No,
don't remember.
She does not remember. What is going on? Do you have any updates in life? Who are you spending Valentine's Day with? Me? Are we though? What are we doing on Valentine's Day? I'm like really curious.
Like in general?
Yeah.
Work.
Fuck. Are we going on a little Valentine's Day dinner?
Do you wanna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low key.
Okay. We can do that.
Low key, low key. Okay. Let's do that.
We can do wine and...
Yeah, I want to drink wine and go to like a nice... Italian restaurant while there's like many other couples in the restaurant.
Yeah, we walk in with our sweatpants.
And we'll be like, can we get the most expensive wine on the list?
We'll get the anniversary plan.
Oh my god, the anniversary plan. That's fine. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to play some juicy would you rather Valentine's Day edition this or that. Okay, but this is not really Valentine's Day edition, it's just sexy stuff.
It's just sexy.
Yeah. Because sexier is fun, right? Guys, do you agree?
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, wait. But in general, I'm just curious. Would you rather receive chocolates or flowers?
Chocolates and flowers. But if I had to choose, I guess chocolate and flowers. No, I think...
On Valentine's Day. He's like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. He comes with like a bouquet of, I don't know, red roses. Is that what guys do?
I don't know. Something like that.
Never received one. So I don't know, but... Or would you rather receive like...
The big heart box of chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Box of chocolates. Yeah. Would you rather receive a bouquet of flowers or would you rather receive like a box of chocolates that he bought at the convenience store?
Flowers. Flowers.
Flowers.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's start. Okay. Let's see. Would you rather have more role play or more foreplay?
3, 2, 1.
Foreplay. Yeah, role play. I don't know about that.
Right? But like, is it role play part of the foreplay?
I don't know. Role play is part of the... Huh?
Isn't it?
No. Nah. Would you rather have sex in the car or in the shower?
Ooh.
1, 2, 3. Shower.
Wait. Car.
Wait, why?
Have you ever... Wait, what?
Have I ever what?
Said it in the shower?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it hurt? Like
it's in not, the shower? Oh, because it's not like...
Smooth.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big car person in general.
Yeah.
Just feel a bit conscious. It's not that fun. Shower sounds better. No? Would you rather never have oral sex again or only have oral sex forever? These questions though. Okay, easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? But yeah, so ne.
Wait. Nani?
Wait.
Easy for me to answer. For me.
Wait, so this is only oral or no oral?
Right? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Only no oral. What?
What?
Okay, interesting. Okay,
yeah, whatever.
Wait, why? Like, I don't think I could ever, like, be satisfied with just that. But it's not even about, like, the fact that putting it in feels better. I think it's more about, like, the idea. that I have to go through that too. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I know that, like, okay, I got everything that I wanted within this, like, package.
Right, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, rebut me?
Nah.
No rebuttal?
No. I think...
Explain to me why you would do oral only then, because that feels better for you.
I mean, obviously, I want both, but, like, I don't think... No oral. I don't think I can get wet.
Oral, like, you know what I mean?
Damn. Dry as fuck every time.
That's why there's lube, no?
I guess.
Okay. This is like too... When I say this, it's like this conversation that we're having right now. Like the level of conversation that we're having and the level of like our mood right now. It's like not matching.
The topic is spicy.
The topic is spicy, yet, you know, mm-hmm. I don't feel the spiciness from you when I'm giving such juicy questions.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay, would you rather sneeze every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you sneeze?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Sneeze every time you orgasm. Yeah, that's true.
But I'm not going to tell him that because he's going to try to make me sneeze every time.
If he knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine though, but then I would never sneeze because I never orgasm anyway.
Mic drop.
Yeah. TMI. Would you rather only have slow sex every time or always have a quickie?
Again.
Again what?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Always slow. Have a quickie. I already knew that.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I could have answered for her and I would have gotten it right.
Yeah. It's not like I don't like it to be like a slow romantic thing. Obviously, I do. Mm. But obviously, it's like fun if it's like, you know, it comes every time when you're not even expecting it. And you guys just decide to do it for like 5 minutes. Like, I would rather... do it like 10 times a day within like an hour span,
like 10 quickies.
Yeah, 10 quickies rather than like one, like 3 hour long sex.
3 hour is pretty long though, like,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
or two, whatever. Whatever that is.
Yeah, she's not a slow.
No, it's fine. If he wants that, I'll go with it. That doesn't mean I don't like it. Okay, so you're fucking this guy. Would you rather have him play a sex playlist of classical music or hardcore punk rock?
Well, considering me liking slow sex over quickies, I guess classical music fits in better.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm going to have to go with the hardcore punk rock.
What?
Literally what? Okay, would you rather... fuck a really, really cute guy, but he has a really small dick.
Oh my god.
Or would you rather fuck like a not so cute guy, but he has a great dick and great skills?
100% that.
Even if he looks...
He's not ugly, right?
No, let's say he's ugly. Let's say he's really ugly.
If he's really ugly, I'm gonna turn the lights off.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's right? Fair. Yeah. Just put the pillow on his face.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's so
I'm mean. Just gonna cover my eyes.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
But would you take the face over the skills? No, don't.
Don't?
Don't.
Why?
It's not worth it.
Do you have an experience?
Well, I'm just saying, like, why are you having... Like, you can just kiss the really cute guy and then have sex with the skilled guy.
Right.
I think you should do that.
Okay. But why do I have to have sex with a guy that I don't even find attractive?
No, but if you're really sexually frustrated...
But I think it would frustrate me more about the fact that he's really ugly. And it's like, why?
Okay, how? Like, I think there's levels to
ugliness. Yeah. And I'm saying... It's really, really bad.
Really, really bad.
Yeah. Really, really bad. Like, you would never.
Like, もうさ、清潔感もなくて、もう歯並びもやばいみたいな。汚い感じのおじさんみたいな感じなのか、もうちょっとなんか本当にタイプじゃない顔。
本当にタイプじゃない顔。
No, he has 清潔感, but he's...
type の顔じゃないんだね。
Yeah.
え、だったら全然、うん。I think the size and the skills over the face. If it's like a one night stand kind of situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you rather be caught cheating or catch him cheating?
Be
caught cheating or would you rather catch him cheating on you with another gal?
Catch him cheating.
Oh, really? Why?
Because then that gives me a reason to... Like, it's eat and walk away.
Right, but what if you're really, really obsessed with him? Like, you really like this guy.
But I think it's the worst if I kind of know that he's cheating on me, but I didn't catch him actually do it.
Yeah.
So I can never... Like, I would be Delulu and say that he might not be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just easier if I just catch him cheating so that I can be like, okay, bye.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. You?
Yeah, you kind of convinced me. I was going to say I would rather be caught cheating. But again, that comes with guilt.
Yeah, so within much guilt. Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
To think about what the other person would do to you.
Damn. Yeah, that's true.
And it's like the guilt, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's about the perspective. Yeah. I would rather... be felt bad for by everyone else because I was the loyal girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a boyfriend that like plans out the Valentine's dinner, Valentine's date with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like he has the dinner booked, he has the roses ready, and when you go home, there's like a bath of roses, and then like on the bed, there's like a swan. With like a little gift situation.
Yeah.
But he does it like from 0 to 100. He does everything.
Yeah.
Or a guy who completely forgot that it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then you kind of got angry at him for forgetting. And then he bought you like a whole bunch of chocolates the next day.
Chocolates?
Like boxes of chocolates and like a whole bunch of flowers. Like a lot of things.
In that case, I would say the first one.
Oh, really?
I would rather have him have it planned out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Because you said that the second guy who forgot is going to give me a box of chocolates. If he's getting me like an expensive bag or like something bougie, because he feels bad that he forgot about it, I would choose that one.
Mm.
Not because I'm a gold digger or anything. But I feel like that could make me feel, you know, a little better about it. Not, I'm still mad, Rina. But, you know, like you forgot about it and box of chocolates, really? Do you really think that that's going to change my mood? No. What about you?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how stressed he is about the plan.
Oh my God, that's so stressful. Well, obviously, I don't expect him to be stressed about it. I expect him to be excited and him doing it because he wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, but I want him to be able to do that kind of stuff. Like, not get nervous and, like, you know, making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, or, like, obviously, want him to do it because he's thinking about me and thinking that I would be happy. Not about how he would look by doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing this because I'm a good boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Or, like, this is such a good boyfriend figure if I do this.
Yeah.
This will make her like me even more. If that's where, like, his mind is at in doing what he did, and if I can feel that, you know, like, if he's not satisfied with how happy I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not as happy as he thought I would be, I would be so mad.
Yeah, true.
Can you imagine? If you're, like, super happy, he's, like, all of a sudden, like, kind of cold. And you're, like, why?
Yeah.
And he's, like, well, if he's, like, I worked really hard for this. Like, I planned this all out for you because I thought you would like it, blah, blah, blah. And you can't even say thank you or something.
I mean, has there anyone been like that?
In my case, no.
You said it like there was someone in mind.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, you have met the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather, if you had the choice, would you rather live with him mortally or immortally?
Mortally.
Mortally?
Yeah.
Why? They're saying if you take this pill, you guys can live forever together.
Mm.
You're not going to take it?
No.
Why?
I think a story is better with an ending.
Damn. I will take the pill in an instant. I'll be like, give me that shit. Because I never want the fun to end.
Right, I understand where you're coming from. But what if you find someone even better?
Then I'll move on.
But you and your husband is the only one immortal. You kind of have to. I guess you guys can be in an open relationship.
Yeah. Open relationship sounds good. So, like, we're together, but, like, you know, we can also fuck around.
Yeah.
Also, it, like, appeals to me that I can stay at this, like, certain age forever. Because I'm fearful of aging.
Yeah. You're saying.
Yeah. I'm not scared of death, but I'm fearful of aging and not being able to do things.
Yeah, yeah.
Or think the way I used to. Mm. That scares me. So if I can stay young forever, I will take that. Mm. Oh, wait. You know, like, recently with our guy friends, we were talking about, like, anniversaries. Like, if you guys celebrate 1 year, 1 month, like, 100 days.
Yeah.
Do you want to celebrate a 1 year anniversary?
Yeah.
Would you want to celebrate a 1 month anniversary?
What? Like, what's the definition of celebrate? Like, actually do something?
Yeah, that too. Or, like, well, first of all, hey, like, happy 1 month
anniversary.
Yeah.
I mean, my last relationship, I was doing that.
Every month.
Yeah. And I would be so mad if he forgot.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't. But that was also because we were doing long distance.
Right.
And, like, because we didn't see each other every month.
Yeah.
It would have. It was, like, you know, special.
Right.
Yeah.
So you expect your boyfriend to do that kind of stuff for you?
No. Not anymore, I guess. But there's so many more things that's important to me now than anniversary.
Such as?
Such as communication.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, being loyal. And not doing the things that she asked you not to do. So, if that's all checked, I don't care if my man forgets the anniversary.
Right.
You know, it's not that big of a deal for me anymore as it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it's like a student kind of thing. Because you guys have like more time to celebrate.
Yeah.
And shit.
I mean, it's fun for them too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they should do it. But
every month is a bit too much. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. If he's like happy 100 day. Anniversary.
100 day?
So that's like approximately like 3 months. 100 day? You know, like, Korean people like have this like app in their phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they like track how many days they've been dating for. And you know, like, oh my God, like, you know, like, even on their like KakaoTalk.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah. D plus something.
Right? Yeah. It's like they write in their profile, like, how long they've been dating someone.
In days, by the way, not by months.
So it's like D, is it D plus something?
I think it was like D plus
50.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's scary.
And then when he's in the army, they do D minus the number of dates they have until they can see each other again.
That's like such a cultural thing.
Yeah.
That we would never like understand.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't understand why some people write their partner's at in their like at handles on their Instagram profile, like bio.
Damn.
You know they do that?
Like they heart do, at something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they each put their handles in each other's profiles.
Damn.
What's the point of doing that?
To let everyone know that this is my boyfriend and this is my girlfriend.
For what reason?
Wakiboshi.
Ni natte no hontoni. That really necessary though?
But apparently I saw this thing on TikTok. So when there's like a really beautiful woman walking in this like party kaijo or something with a man, everyone's gonna think the woman who's so beautiful chose this guy who might not be the best looking man, but he's like, other women are gonna think he must have something that's so special that made this beautiful woman go, I want to date him. And then that makes other women want that man.
Okay.
Right? Because that man is now special.
Yeah.
Because that beautiful woman chose him.
Yeah.
But by getting him, the other woman wants to show the beautiful woman off, not even the man.
Okay.
So like when women steals another person's man.
When women steal another person's man, yes. Yeah,
it's usually to get back at the woman and not even at the man himself. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the girl usually has something against the girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why she wants to get the guy. Isn't that so scary?
Yeah, so scary.
Yeah.
And I feel like that happens a lot in Japan. Or maybe it's like a universal thing. Like it's just like a, you know, like a psychological thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel that.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have a lot of girlfriends, because at the end of the day, we're like a girl's girl.
We really are.
We really are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We really are.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, so. I mean, there's a lot more for us to discuss. Yes. However.
Yes.
You know, it's Sunday. Mm. We want to take a chill. We're going to come back with another great episode on Wednesday. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, where we will update more about our love life. Right?
What the heck? So scary.
Yes, so thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing Sunday and see you guys soon.
Soon.
Bye. Bye.